Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's always a thrill when we get Jessie Mae Peluso in. She is a star. You might remember her from Girl Code MTV. She is a writer extraordinaire, and she is at the punchline. She's here. She's got a show tonight, got a couple shows tomorrow, got a show on Saturday here, downtown San Francisco, world-famous punchline on Battery Street. And you just told me you opened a you opened a dispensary.
Yeah, La Flora Organica.
What do you dispense there?
Medical oils.
What is the
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you shower?
No, I didn't.
Because everything you have on right now is cotton, which I'm not hating.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on the cotton.
Yeah.
But last time I was here, you were in a firmly pressed shirt.
I was.
And I'm wondering if it's more indicative of who I am as an individual that you met me in a firmly pressed shirt and now you showed up in your crap stained sweatpants.
And I'm like, that ghetto stoner, I don't need to shower for
her. Oh, my God. You just named my superhero name.
Oh.
I'm getting so many names here in San Francisco. You guys are so creative.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's on radio, thankfully. We used to have webcams in here because people wanted to see the pores in my nose when I was on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking that, like, now we're in an era where people don't have to wonder what you look like. They can Google you.
I know.
But, like, the, you know, days of ago, you had to imagine what your radio host looked like. And I just wonder what people would imagine you looking like. Probably completely different.
I would probably think if, like, Fluffy and Carrot Top had a baby.
Like, no, like, more like distinguished gentleman. Like, because you speak, you have, like, a casual tone about you. Mm. So I think you would look like you owned a yacht, but then they see you, and it's like you cleaned the yacht.
Yeah, I'm not ordering the sandwich. I'm making the sandwich.
I'm just kidding. I like to bust on you.
Exactly. No, it's all good. So I was just saying I worked 95.7 the game till 11, and this morning the alarm
I don't
want
to hear your excuses.
Yeah, well, whatever.
The alarm I don't want to hear your excuses.
And also the excuses. I thought you were coming in tomorrow. It's usually Friday. So
You just weren't planned. You didn't plan. I have no right to talk because I'm in the same outfit that I wore. just confirmed.
She was here. We were trying to figure out when she was last year. It was January of 2016, and I showed her the picture. Same Adidas.
Same Adidas, except on the way here, I spilled hot sauce on them.
Okay. So now they're more legit.
They're more. Adidas should come out with like a hot sauce superstar classic sneaker.
What is the, I'm fascinated with the dispensary thing. Let's get back to that. Because what does the state require you to do? Like check for medical notes
from
doctor?
Get down on your knees and beg.
I mean, how do you separate the guy who's like, dude, let me get a dime bag from like, my glaucoma's killing me.
Dad? Dude, let me get a dime bag. What is this, 1990s?
Listen, I'm 52. This is the way I think.
Let me get
a
dime bag.
They don't say that anymore?
What is it, straight out of Compton?
See, this is... Yes.
My partner is an amazingly educated man in the marijuana hashtag medicated oils industry. I can defer you to him for all those questions.
Okay.
I just look cute and sell medicated oils.
What is, by the way, patchouli oil?
How do you patchouli?
Yeah.
That's like hippie funk.
I know, but what does it do?
I don't know. Maybe make gives you magical powers so that you move into a tent. you know, there's a lot of homeless people in San Francisco.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. I mean, I live in L.A. and there's Venice. They take over Venice.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are we going to do? So many hippies are like, save the seals. Let's save these people.
Yeah.
First, before we're saving panda bears.
Yeah. In Oakland, too, it's really bad. But now they're like tent cities. Homeless used to have cardboard boxes.
There's now, a lot of homeless hippies.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah. They used to have cardboard boxes, and now they've got like Patagonia tents.
Right. It used to say Maytag, and now it says Patagonia.
Yeah. Now it's just like, you know, Eastern Mountain Sports. None of these products have sponsored this show, by the way. So we're just out here dropping, you know, casual names of companies.
That's right. Welcome back to REI's Tiddling Sports.
Welcome back. There's a whole park over here where there's homeless people with luggage. It looks like United Airlines terminal.
Do you know what else I've noticed? And this is a classy thing. Somebody will be offended by this one.
Everyone gets offended.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. But if you go to Chinatown and you see homeless Asian people.
Yeah.
The guys wear sport coats.
Yeah, they do.
It might be beat up
30-year-old dirty sport coat.
They got that homeless pride.
But yeah, it's weird. It's like, you know, because I don't know. I've noticed that in Chinatown. The homeless people in Chinatown have sport coats.
That's interesting. That maybe they're just waiting for that callback from 20 years ago. They're like, I might get the job. I'm going to wait for
What's the story of the guy on the street, and he says, all I need is a new suit, and he gets a haircut and a shower and a new suit, and he gets a job just because he had the new suit.
I mean,
right?
You're not getting a job today, I'll tell you that much.
Well, remember
not
how much
outfit.
You were so much more impressed with me last time,
so much
and now.
More impressed. Now it's like we've been married for 20 years. It's like you don't take me out to dinner.
I'm already sleeping
leftovers.
In a different room.
Yeah, our beds are just pushed apart. It's the 50s.
It's Dick Van Dyke.
It's not Dick Van Dyke. That's the problem.
Isn't it ridiculous back in the day that you couldn't show married people on the same bed? They had to like have these little twin beds in between.
Yeah, it's
each other.
So interesting to see like how much TV and radio is so reflective of the culture. Like, but I don't know. It's interesting because it's like, do we want it all out there?
Well,
do we want everything uncensored?
It's weird because like every comedy now that I see from like, it doesn't matter. Every joke is a sex joke now. Like almost everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, I think for me, it depends on, is it salacious or is there a purpose? Because just because it's a sex joke doesn't make it bad.
No, I think it's part of the, we're getting more naughty. I think the country, and I'm going to sound
Can
like.
You
the,
never say naughty again.
I can't say
it just
naughty.
Feels like the
I
opening
say...
of like a bad porno category. It's like you're the stepdad.
Well, you know what? I'm going to call this whole show the naughty dime bag just to make you mad. But it seems like everything now is a sex joke. And my brother the other day, he's like, you know, we were growing up and it was happy days and Laverne and Shirley. We would never have this. Now, every joke is someone walking out of the room and Charlie Sheen saying, I'd like to bite that ass. I mean, it's like, that's every joke now, right?
Well, I think people are scrambling. You know, I think because there's so much competition, the entertainment industry has evolved to the point where talent and celebrity are no longer an exclusive package. And not it may have been that way always, but now it's just sort of how many followers do you have? How popular are you? Not are you talented? The talent thing is just sort of left off to the wayside.
Now, obviously you can tell by me saying some of these antiquated this nomenclature
great words.
That I'm
Someone's
not with
got
it.
Dictionary
yeah.
apps.
But
and I should have said had.
But when I heard that Bob Kardashian broke up with his girlfriend.
Did you just call him Bob Kardashian?
Bob.
Like you golf with him on Sundays?
I don't know. It
looked, how dare you?
It's not Bob?
I don't know.
Okay. But the thing
the
is
unloved Kardashian.
I know. Oh, Rob. Thank you. Dominic.
Rob.
Dominic's in his 20s.
Bob Kardashian. What is he, your lawyer?
Rob
your dad
is
was
so
a lawyer.
Much more. Yeah. So, well, yeah, I knew him from the OJ trial.
Yeah.
And the girls are famous because they have big butts and date everyone in the NBA.
Yeah.
But I never
they
keep heard
the NBA
of him.
Alive.
But I had never heard
because
of him.
Because he's the unloved one. They're like, he's the ugly duckling of the family. He, you know, he had a sock company and then they were like, well, we got to keep him off the show. You know, they just put him in dark.
He had a sock company?
And put a paper bag over his head.
Well,
he had a sock company.
But then who's the girl? I never heard of her either.
Oh, Rob.
China.
I mean, she's just, you know.
What does she do? Is she a singer? She's a stripper.
Or a rapper. One of those. I honestly don't know what she does. And that's
thing.
What I'm saying. It's just like, and everyone's so caught up in this, oh, God, Black China put a video out and Rob Kardashian, you know, he's sad about his socks. It's like, I don't care. I don't care about these people.
No.
What are they doing? I want to hear about the charities that they're, you know, donating right. to. I want to hear about how they're making some change. Because to have all that celebrity, if you think about the Kardashian clan, and how much influence they have over culture and young girls specifically.
Right.
What are they doing with it? They're making effing lip glosses. It's ridiculous.
Dana,
and we're just raising them up like they're the, you know, they're the Kennedys. It's like, do something. Do something.
Right.
Make a change.
You know what? Dana Gould, who I love, is one of my favorites.
Dana Gould's so talented.
He is. And we're about the same. He's a little bit older than me, but I grew up watching him through college and everything. But he said a great line. Don't you have to first obtain grace before you can fall from it?
Word.
Isn't that good?
I mean, that is so dope.
We are coming back. It is Rick Tittle with Jessime Peluso at the Punchline in San Francisco. Get on back. Thank you so much for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on AFN, FAN of our troops out there. We are with the hilariously clever Jessime Peluso, a stand-up comedian at the Punchline here in San Francisco. A show tonight, two shows tomorrow, and two shows on Saturday you don't want to miss. And speaking of the Punchline, I always tell people it's the first comedy club I ever went to back in the 80s. And I think it was Nick Youssef was in here the other day.
Yeah.
And he played there last week. But he was saying, and I never really thought about this, but he's right, that most of the comedy clubs from the 80s, from the Big Boom, they're all gone.
They're all
and, like,
gone.
The Punchline is one.
Star,
yeah, Catch is gone.
New York, gone. And not everything's meant to last.
But Punchline is not gone.
No, Punchline's a great club. It definitely has a history to it. You walk in there and you're like in the belly of the beast. It feels good.
But when you're standing there where Robin Williams standing, I mean,
it's crazy. And you know, life is so fast. You don't have, sometimes you don't appreciate that. The fact that you're sharing a stage, you know, kind of sharing a stage with these legends.
Charlize Theron sat in this chair one time. That's what I go
can
with.
Feel it. I can feel the moisture.
You know, it's funny. She was in here doing some satellite tour and my show is
satellite. Just a teeny saddle, just a lighter version.
I like Beavis and Butthead. Are you going to buy new uniforms for the football team? He said ball. But she got up, and I thought, and everyone's like, what are you going to say to her? I go, I'm going to leave her alone. I'm going to say hi. They're like, oh, aren't you going to get a selfie? I'm like, no. So she got up, and she started walking out. I came in, and I go, hi. And she goes, oh, hey, how you doing? I went, oh, pretty good. That was it.
That was it?
I wanted to, yeah, I didn't want to go, hey, Charlize.
Oh, you wanted to be memorable? You know, she walked out. She's like, that guy just said hi to me. Didn't even ask for a picture. What a jerk. You probably made her doubt her beauty that day. Good for you.
She probably immediately started putting on makeup with a trowel. I didn't put on enough.
What's I pictured wrong? A troll. I pictured like a troll doing her makeup because I didn't know you were going to say trowel.
Yeah. How about a troll with a trowel?
Tittle?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that even real? It sounds tittle. Like an English candy.
It's not too bad. Yeah, it was like some tittles and bits.
A little
is
bit
it,
of
right.
tea and tittle.
Actually, a tittle. Yeah, it's like, oh. It's not a kettle, it's kettle.
A tittle.
A tittle is the eye that's on top of, the dot on top of an eye. That's the tittle.
Oh, that's right. It is a tittle.
Yeah.
You grammatical S-O-B-U.
But have you ever heard of Y.A. Tittle? Yelberton Abraham Tittle?
I mean, I love his books. Sounds like that dude's an author.
He was a quarterback for the Niners and, and New York Giants back in the day, and he lives in Palo Alto, so everyone thinks I'm related to him.
And do you take advantage of that?
No, it's like, you know, it's like somebody showed me like 10 years ago, hey, YA got a DUI. I'm like, how does that affect me?
My dad got a DUI when he, actually DWI when he was 73.
Whoa.
First one. I was like, yeah, dad, rock star, made it that far.
You know what? I was pulling out of a bar.
Oh, of a bar. Okay. I was like, geez, we got there so fast.
I was pulling out of a bar and I was putting my seatbelt on as I pulled out, so I swerved immediately.
Out of a bar? What do you mean you were?
Well, I was in a car. I got in a car. The car was not in the bar. Sam, I am.
How far was a car in the bar? Are we teaching English as ESL?
Jessamay Seuss is with us. But he thought I swerved, so he's like, whoop, whoop. And I had.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. You know the whole thing. And he's put me through all the sobriety tests, and I passed everything. And he says, I need you to blow into the thing. And he goes, you don't have to. I go, what if I don't have to? And he goes, well, then I'm going to arrest you for DUI. I go, but I'm not.
But then you have to.
Right. Then I have to.
I mean, there's no choice.
I'm like, jail sounds cool. And, you know, $10,000 in fees. That sounds cool. So, of course, I blew into it. And it, I think it's 0.80 or 0.08.
That's not bad, right?
No, no. That's like the legal limit.
Yeah.
Now, I always wondered at my weight, because I'm 6'9", 430. I always wondered at my weight.
You're not.
How many?
6'9", 430.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's
bad.
Like a Maury Povich episode.
That is. Meet Rick the Kraken Tittle.
Meet Rick, M-E-A-T. You're Meat Rick. All he eats is meat.
It's an addiction. I can't help it.
I'm feeding my emotions.
No one's. I remember one time there was a show where they had to get the fat guy out of the house and they had to remove a wall.
I mean.
I felt bad for him.
If a wall has to be removed, I think it's more indicative of a failure in the system than the human.
And also our uneducated architects out there.
Yeah, I mean, put in a fat guy wall. Anticipate people eating their emotions. Put in a wall on a hinge, you monster.
Oh, yeah. Or do like Amsterdam and just have a hook and lower everyone down.
Yeah, or like garage door it.
Oh, yeah.
Like have a wall that just...
How does it go?
That's my...
Or instead of putting hinges on the side, put them on the top.
Where's the guy from Police Academy to fill in?
Oh,
all these
I know. I love
noises.
That guy. We don't know. Oh, Winslow, right?
Yeah. So talented.
Oh, man. I almost feel like, and he did that before the days where you could do that, you know, fake it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, he actually did it.
Yeah.
He didn't have like an app for it.
I think that was the only good part of Police Academy, I think, except maybe one or two Tim Kazurinsky lines.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, Bob is in there.
Yeah, Bobcat's
from
Syracuse.
Do your Bobcat.
He's from my hometown. We're both from Salt City.
Wait, Syracuse is Salt City?
We were known for exporting salt. We had a Erie Canal, and we'd push salt around town. I don't know. Salt or cocaine?
Can you get a dime bag of salt?
Hey, Tony, you got a dime bag? I need a little salt.
Hey, I got some sea salt. No iodine. Best stuff on the street here. Growing up in Syracuse,
no iodine. Oh, my God.
You can throw that in your act.
Oh, my God. You're funny.
How about growing up in Syracuse, you could either go see the Orangemen or you could drink, right? Was that the choice?
I got into bars when I was like 14 years old. My cousin had a bar downtown. Below the Arthur Murray Dance Studio called Area 51.
Wow.
And as you can imagine, it was decorated a la Aliens.
Cool.
Like Aliens landed. A lot of green lights, a lot of blow-up aliens.
You look so young now. When you were 14, you probably looked like you were 10.
It was 5 days ago. And I used to drink there because, you know, upstate New York. And
what are you, 90 pounds? Were you a lightweight?
I've always been teeny. And I had my tolerance back then was that of Gary Busey. Now it's like Agatha Christie.
Actually,
I can't imagine her pounding.
Oh,
juice.
I'm picturing Angela Lansbury. I'm not even picturing Agatha Christie.
That's the same,
okay.
You know, interchangeable. But he got raided often because the clientele was of a, you know, just a dangerous persuasion. So cops would come in and he would shove me in the beer cooler. And I would just hide, you know, behind a bunch of...
Did he say Hogan Cooler?
I just would hide behind packs of Heinekens.
Wow.
And drink.
You could hide behind one Heineken.
I know. I literally could. I just was behind one bottle. Me and a mouse were having a conversation. But I used to get in all the bars in Syracuse. I had an ID. I still have it. And when I was 15, it was an ID of a 30-year-old woman with black curly hair.
Did it say McLovin?
It said Debbie McShovin. shoving meat.
When this oven's McShovin, don't bother knocking.
Oh, my God. Yeah, are you weird. A lyricist? Did Eminem just take over? Wow. Excuse me.
I know. It's like...
excuse me, Maya Angelou.
I was going to go verses. I'm going more sonnets today.
Yeah, it was kind of definitely like an Edgar Allan Poe
And
situation.
I was thinking AABB. How about iambic pentameter? Let's just like go for it.
Yeah,
right?
Let's just like make it all happen.
Freeform. Haiku.
Haiku. 757.
Yeah.
I am
or
not
575.
Into you.
575.
575. You are kind of nice. I am not into you, though. Charlize Theron poops. I had to count it
I
out.
Love it. I love it when you crack yourself up. But it's like, it's Japanese poetry. And I'm like, so it's just counting syllables.
It's Japanese poetry about a homicide. They have like the highest homicide rate or suicide rate ever.
Oh, yeah.
Japan. And China has a high one, too.
It's the pressure that, like, here... Yeah. If you, like, don't get into Stanford, you're like, I'll just go to the JC and drink. There it's, you've shamed your ancestors.
You've ruined the tradition of intelligence in this family.
Yeah. And now the name Yamamoto means crap. You know, it's like, but don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You know, you can work down at
the... That's my cell phone company, Yamamoto.
Is it really?
No.
I almost.
What were you gonna say? You're gonna offend everybody?
I was gonna say, can you hear me now with an accent?
Oh,
and
go
that
ahead.
Would have been. No, I can't do
no?
it.
No, okay.
Now this is the thing. Like when
oh,
you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
When you have this mic, if you say something like, you know, I really hate black licorice, racist.
Yeah.
I'm like, no licorice.
That's my favorite stripper. I love her.
Oh, that's not.
That'd
bad.
Be a great stripper name, Black Licorice.
What was it when Zach Galifianakis was at the White House? There was something on the menu that was called. Chocolate Freedom, and he said, that's what you call Obama, right? And they went, please say that to him. Please
that's
say,
hilarious.
Please say that to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's
and
a great
like,
alias for Obama.
Chocolate freedom.
Freedom. Yeah, put that on a poster. I love that. I think it's really positive.
It's better than CC Puede.
Yeah, it's better than what, you know, all the Republicans make memes out of. Jeez, these people are maniacs.
If there's a guy that's like over 70 making memes, and, that's worse than the Kardashians.
It really is. But the Kardashians are to blame for everything. I just want to blame them for everything.
I don't like whoever's in the playoffs next year, there'll be two Kardashians dating those guys.
Yeah, and then those guys will, their careers will just plummet.
Yoko Ono of the NBA, Khloe Kardashian.
No. We are with Jessamay Peluso.
That's right.
And we love having her, and she's going to be right back, so come on back. Welcome back to the show.
Who was that lady?
That is the great Joni Carroll, who is a L.A. radio legend for a long time.
She's got a great voice.
She does. I wrote those in 2003, and she sent them back, and I've been using them nonstop now for like 15 years.
She's going to come for that. She's going to come for that residual real quick. You know who I met, speaking of great voices?
Mm-hmm.
The guy whose wife used his voice for the You've Got Mail.
Really?
And he runs a camera at a studio in Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah, and he's got a fupa. I don't know if he still has it, but he had it then. He was a nice gentleman with a fupa. And we made him do the You've Got Mail. He was like, You've Got Mail. And I'm like, yeah, you're the You've Got Mail guy.
Wow, You've Got Mail.
You know how much he made for that?
$20.
$0.
Yeah. The girl who designed the Nike Swish at the University of Oregon, what did she get? It was like $50 or something.
Are you surreal?
Yeah. But there was some sort of thing where because of like Time or Sports Illustrated did a story about how she got screwed and like Phil Knight like went back to her like 40 years later and said, hey, here's a check for $10,000 or something.
I mean,
yeah,
that's like a weekend. That's like a strip club night out for him.
That's like, you know, maybe one night at Area 51.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely yeah. Drink $10,000 worth of, what is it, drink sex on the beach? God, it's like basically just the runoff water on the bar.
Well, the I remember when I was in college, the thing that, besides the jungle juice that frat would have, you know, the rum and
gross.
Yeah. But the things that girls would order and get smashed on were Long Island iced
teas. Oh, because I call that the indecisive person's cocktail. Because it's all the liquors.
Well, then the other indecisive thing, every girl in the 90s had to get a Cosmo.
I want a Cosmo. Well, you know, Sex and the City made that even more popular again.
Is that why?
There was a reboot of that for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bartended for years in New York and everyone wanted a Cosmo. I want a Cosmo.
And they take a while to make. You got to shake it. You don't want to bruise it.
There's ingredients. Like if you have more than two ingredients in your drink, you're high maintenance. Just give me something in ice.
Right. Give me a Bacardi and Coke. It takes
right,
two
Bacardi
seconds.
Right. Bacardi and Coke. Vodka tonic. Like, keep it simple.
Right.
You know, why does your drink have to be more interesting than you? Maybe you need to, like, read a book.
By the way, it's Jessamay Peluso is with us. I'd
Everything's in jest, everybody.
Yeah,
if you get
of
offended, let me just tell you people out there in the universe listening to John Tittle. What's your name again? Rick. I'm joking.
That's okay.
Listening to Rick. If he offends you, then you're not properly using this time whatsoever. This is entertainment.
Exactly.
And while you may learn some things, mm-hmm. the sole purpose of what we do as individuals, you and I, even though we're in different mm-hmm. aspects of entertainment,
sure.
we're meant to entertain.
Yes, it's titillation. You have to be compelling. Someone has to be compelled to listen to you.
Yeah.
And like, I you know, like Rush Limbaugh, more people listen to him who hate him. Like, what is the compelling thing that gets me to listen to you? And you're very personable. And hilarious.
And I'm so cute.
You're very cute,
I'm
of course.
I'm so cute.
You're being wasted on radio right now.
So cute.
Jessamay Peluso is the punchline.
I'm not lying. It was like a cat fart.
I want to see. Silent but deadly. I want to look at your visceral reaction.
Whoa.
Everyone will hear it when I say one word.
Okay.
Stamos.
Ah! You know what I got to say about Stamos?
Yeah.
Here's what I got to say about that. I've loved Stamos since Full House, and I'm going to go to the Full House house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out.
One of the painted ladies, they're called.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to take a selfie in front of that painted lady. Mm-hmm. I've done it before. Love Stamos forever. However, I have given him the boot.
Oh.
For, and I want to see your visceral reaction when I say this next person's name. John Hamm.
I love John Hamm.
I want a ham sandwich. And I'm going on and I'm telling everybody to put it out in the universe. I think I could be a good woman for him.
I love John Hamm. I think most people do.
He is. Did you see Baby Driver?
I have not seen Baby Driver.
Oh, you got to see Baby Driver. It's a delightful film.
Now, is he allowed to be funny in that? Or is it all
serious? No, it's a serious.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's talented. I mean, he's a funny dude.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want a bit of that bulge.
There. There is a lot of guys who, like I was saying, Alec Baldwin, who women love and,
oh, love
and men love, too. It's like there's no, you
the
know.
Accessible, cool guy.
Yeah.
And they're funny. You know, the thing that makes people or men like Alec Baldwin and John Hamm attractive, they're not afraid to be vulnerable, especially comedically. And they're good at the comedy. Like, Alec Baldwin is so funny.
He's a genius.
Yeah. He's a genius. And he can permeate through all the different aspects of performance. But he's definitely the accessible, cool, funny dude.
I heard Janine Garofalo say that when he hosted and she was working at SNL, she said couldn't have been cooler, too. Like, just the nicest
guy. Cool yeah. dude. I want John Hamm. I've graduated. I've let Stamos go. He's got a girlfriend. He took her to Disney World. Why don't you take your girl to Disney World? It's serious.
What about Rebecca Romaine? What's she doing these days?
Who cares? She's owning Lifetime Network. She has great holiday movies on the Lifetime Network.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's still acting.
I always liked her.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
Yeah. I remember John Hamm when he was on SNL did a hilarious commercial called John Hamm's John Hamm.
Oh.
Remember the toilet paper that was pieces of ham?
No, that's so hilarious.
And he would peel it off and eat it on the toilet. And he said, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm endorsing this just because it's my name. Well, first of all, I don't have an H in my first name. And my last name has two M's. He goes, if you're not feeling stupid right now, you should.
Oh, my God. Him and I together will be so cute.
Notice
why I said will be, because I'm a firm believer in
what about,
the secret.
What about Dr. Weed right now, though? You're going to drop him?
Yeah. I already told I would go sober for the ham. I'll go sober for the ham.
Really? So if he says, look, I don't want any of that wake and bake crap in my house.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be an issue for me, you know? I barely drink as it is. I don't have an issue with the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't smoke every single day.
What is your favorite, well, probably not favorite, but you can look back and laugh now that you survived it, a favorite hold my hair while I barf, like, story when you used to drink? Like, did you
okay,
ever?
Well, was it me?
Okay.
Does it still count?
Yes.
It was my best friend. Okay. We used to go out drinking in New York. You know, New York, the bars are open till 10 a.m.
City never sleeps.
Seriously, like, anybody who has a tendency towards alcoholism should not live in New York. Or you should have a sponsor with you 24/7.
Right.
I digress. So we used to go out, drink our faces off. We used to look for the free alcohol nights. A lot of these clubs.
Free alcohol?
Yeah,
what
son.
What is it, casino?
Just, we'd follow, you know, they'd have sponsors. They want the girls to come in. So ladies drink free, so the dudes come in. And then it's like, you know, everyone's there dry humping each other. And so 4040, Jay-Z's club, had like a free vanilla bourbon night.
Ooh.
Just they find like the worst alcohol and they're like, give it to them free, they'll drink it. We drank it. I've been drinking like, we drank it free vanilla bourbon all night. So my girl and I, Erin, who's like one of my best friends, she's in Boston right now as a lawyer, she's doing it, she drank a lot, and our MO afterwards at like 5 o'clock in the morning, we'd have a taxi take us home. This is before Uber, and we'd have the taxi go through a McDonald's drive-thru.
Sure, as you do.
As you do. Mm-hmm. Responsible drinkers. You got to sop up that alcohol.
Sure.
So we go through the drive-thru, and inevitably, Erin would vomit. And she did it outside of the cab on the way home. Just, and it just was coming out, because she was in the front of the cab, in the front seat, vomiting, and it's just coming back into my window onto me. So it just was like this conveyor belt of vomit. Just, she's going out of the car. I'm like, Erin. And I was too drunk to roll up the window. Like, stop vomiting.
Oh, that's,
she's like, roll up your window.
That was your solution.
Yeah.
I remember my brother one time, we were driving and he's like, we had some drinks and I was the driver, and he goes, pull over. I gotta throw up. So I pull over, he opens the door and he's leaning out barfing, and I noticed that as he's leaning out that the seatbelt looks like it's cutting right through his stomach, because like all his weight is, you know, towards barfing. And I thought, oh, I'll help. So I pressed the button, and then he fell out of the car onto his own barf. So
why did you do that to me? I was like, I was trying to help.
I had a guy next to me sitting in the back seat, and we were driving, and he's doing that.
Oh, no.
And you have like, what would you say, maybe like 5 to 10 seconds to make a plan?
Yeah, it's DEFCON 5. Then.
It's literally like 10 seconds is generous. And I was like, pull over. And the guy's like, you know, driving Miss Daisy, pulling over. My friend throws up purpleness into his hands.
Ew.
And it just is spilling over. Like, he literally is throwing and it's just overflowing his hands. And he's keeping his hands there. I'm like, you don't even need your hands anymore, bud. It's all over your lap. It's all over me.
I think at 7-Eleven you can get purpleness in your hands now.
Yeah, you can.
I think it's like a quarter.
Yeah, it's a it's a Slurpee flavor, and you just they don't even give you a cup. You just pour it out in your hands and slurp it up.
You know, Jessime, speaking of Brooklyn, I'd like to get your thoughts on this because we hear that Brooklyn is having a renaissance.
Is it?
Now, like some people will say that a little bit. Soca Bloke, Drench and Wench, they have all those.
Soca Bloke?
Yeah, that's from the
Third date.
Yeah,
hey.
They used to have, it was a thing where you had this crossbow and a wet sponge, and then people would line up. This is in the 70s when I used to go to the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, you did. Oh, my God, you definitely, you were in full garb.
No, I was like 12.
Don't lie.
I was 12.
Still in full garb.
No.
As a woman.
Copenhagen
woman.
I was actually dressed as a page, and I couldn't.
Like a piece of paper?
No, I wasn't, no. But you would squirt, You would shoot. You would squirt. Check, please. You would shoot the sponge, and these people.
You hear that, John Hamm?
Now he's out. You go back to eating the John Hamm now. But forget it. Renaissance Fair. You'd shoot the crossbow, and you'd hit the guy, and you got to kiss him, or you'd hit the girl, and you got to kiss. This is pre-herpes. Can you believe that?
This isn't pre-herpes. This is ground zero.
Okay, well, this is where it started.
There was no plumbing. These people are just slopping around. They clean themselves in a tub on top of a chest.
Now, that's Burning Man.
No, that's Kendall Jenner's birthday party. No, it was very dirty. So, wait. So you'd shoot them.
So you would, there would be women on haystacks.
Are we still talking about Brooklyn?
Let's get back to Brooklyn.
Women on haystacks.
The Renaissance.
Sounds like a Kanye West rap lyric.
It does. Or maybe.
I've been cashing checks. That's my fun. That's my Kanye
West. Do you think Brooklyn is having a rejuvenation and a renaissance it's so much better
it's Brooklyn is definitely,
after Brooklyn's episiotomy.
They're having a vaginal rejuvenation right now.
Now, is it, because some people say, it's corporate, they're ruining it, and everything is all retail, or do you think, now it's better, property values are up, and it's safer?
Well, I'm going to say, I've lived in LA for the past 3 years, but I did live in Brooklyn, and I lived in 3 different neighborhoods. I lived in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. I lived in Park Slope. And I lived in Stuyvesant Heights, which is like what they considered nicer part of Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, which they added paint. They just painted the streets.
That's better than pigsty?
Yeah. You know, and then it was gentrifying then. But, you know, it's inevitable that it's going to happen, right? They just push people out. They want to raise the rents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, essentially, I think it's kind of, it's a little better in one stretch of the term, because you get robbed less. And I'm not saying people aren't robbing and black people are robbing. I'm just saying, from somebody who lived in a neighborhood where people on bikes attempted to rob me multiple times. Like, this kid came up on a bike. This is funny. Again, my friend Aaron, who was in law school, middle of the day, 3:00 in the afternoon, on our way to the bus stop, the train stop, which is like 2 blocks from us. She had her law books. You know, law books are thick.
Yeah.
Heavy books.
And boring.
Stack of them, probably 4 of them. She's carrying them. And we hear bike brakes behind us. It's like, argh! He goes, give me everything you got. Don't turn around. And Erin, who was just this sassy Mexican chick, was like, she turned around and she goes, well, first of all, how am I going to give you everything I have if I don't turn around? There's a little problem in your plan there. Second of all, here, and she goes to hand him all her law books. She's like, you probably should take this direction as opposed to the one you're trying to take right now.
Wow.
And she's like, go to college. She was just like in his face, like, go to school. He's like, I'm just messing with you. It's just a joke. She's like, it's not a joke.
Wow.
This is your life.
Now it's not a joke.
Now it's not.
Come on back. We'll close
John
it out.
John Hamm.
Girl, you better get in line. All right, we got about a minute left. Jessime Peluso at the Punchline. A show tonight, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday. She's got the Sharp Tongue podcast, the Hilarious podcast. I went to your website.
Yeah.
Very sexy picture on the front,
I just updated it. It took 4 months.
It was very titillating.
I figured, why not put a cute photo out there?
But then I was disappointed. I clicked store, and it's like, yeah.
You're still building it.
Yeah, nothing.
Listen, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither can my merch store. I have the products coming out.
Social media wise, if people want to find you, how do they find you?
I'm looking for johnhamm.com. Jessime Peluso. Mm-hmm. That's all. Just find my name. Just Google Jessime Comedian and you'll find all the portals to stalk me at.
Actually, no offense to Palooza, but Jessie Mae Ham has a ring to it.
Jessie Mae Ham has a wonderful ring to it.
Yes.
Just as John Peluso. He's going to be Mr. Peluso.
It's going to go the other way around.
Yeah, hello. Come on. It's 2017.
The hour always flies by when you're with me.
Well, has it been an
hour?
Thank
you so much.
I mean, I'm never leaving.
The Punchline, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Jessie Mae Peluso.
John Hamm.
John Hamm.
My soul.
We'll be right back.